Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots' offensive line was a promising component entering the 2013 season. There's continuity, veteran leadership. So why had they struggled so far, allowing 26 sacks at the midpoint of 2013?
So what is it? It's, you know, I think that I probably have to do a better job of coaching and getting them to do things better. And I think our players are working at it very hard. And, you know, sacks are a byproduct of a lot of different things.
The Patriots finished their 2012 campaign allowing 28 sacks. Your math is right. That's just two more than what they have now. And there's still half a season to be played. With all the attention being focused on the rookie wide receivers and the questions of why hasn't Brady been able to connect? When will Gronk be back? Amendola, what's his status? Well, perhaps the O-line flew under the radar. And then just when the offense was picking itself back up, it happened again.
Hand off to Stephen Ridley, runs it right side, hit immediately, but he's able to knife forward for a couple of yards.
Sebastian Vollmer is down and not moving at all, face down.
But they adjust, and they put up one of the best offensive performances the franchise has seen against the Steelers. And they also had one of their most successful nights on the ground so far this season. So sure, you can credit Ridley, but a slightly banged up O-line held up against one of the top defenses in the NFL. Now, any questions?
Everybody's after that quarterback back there, and we got to do a better job of staying in front of them and keeping them off them.
Just as surprising as it's been to watch Brady struggle to connect, it's been just as surprising to see that sack total from the offensive line. And are you surprised that the Pats are 7-2? There's a lot of truth to the statement, the next man up mentality. Those aren't just words here in Foxborough.
You can't dwell on it, and you say, and you just look forward to the next game and trying to do better. And you know, we're playing against a team in 2 weeks against Carolina, who's unbelievably good up front. You know, they have really great players, and the challenge will be certainly as great in 2 weeks as it's been throughout the whole season. So that's how it is.
The job of an offensive lineman certainly is not an easy one, especially in this Patriots offense where they like to keep that tempo high. But this will be a storyline to monitor as we enter the second half of the season. That'll do it from Gillette Stadium, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.